Chapter 11. Zophar's first speech. And Zophar, the Naamathite, spoke out and said, Should not the man of many words be answered, or must the garrulous man necessarily be right? Shall your babblings keep men silent? And shall you deride, and no one give rebuke? Shall you say, My teaching is pure, and I am clean in your sight? But oh, that God would speak, and open his lips against you, and tell you that the secrets of wisdom are twice as effective, so you might learn that God will make you answer for your guilt. Can you penetrate the designs of God? Dare you vie with the perfection of the Almighty? It is higher than the heavens. What can you do? It is deeper than the nether world. What can you know? It is longer than the earth in measure, and broader than the sea. If he sees and imprison, or call to judgment, who then can say him nay? For he knows the worthlessness of men, and sees iniquity. Will he then ignore it? Will empty man then gain understanding, and the wild jackass be made docile? If you set your heart aright, and stretch out your hands toward him, if you remove all iniquity from your conduct, and let not injustice dwell in your tent, surely then you may lift up your face in innocence. You may stand firm and unafraid, for then you shall forget your misery, or recall it like waters that have ebbed away. Then your life shall be brighter than the noonday, its gloom shall become as the morning, and you shall be secure, because there is hope. You shall look around you, and lie down in safety, and you shall take your rest with none to disturb. Many shall entreat your favor, but the wicked, looking on, shall be consumed with envy. Escape shall be cut off from them, they shall wait to expire.